But let me just start off, as I always do, with the opening monologue, the Right Side Way. So let me just remind you guys that every once in a while, one of those commercials comes on TV, right? That just goes bigger than the product that is there to advertise. The advertisement becomes secondary to the presentation. I mean, everybody looks forward to that commercial. You'll stop what you're doing to watch it, not because of the product, because it makes you laugh or because you enjoy it. The phrases or the mascots in some of these ads, they become like embedded in our social consciousness. Remember Where's the Beef back in the 80s? Remember jingles like Plop Plop Fizz Fizz or I'm Stuck on Band-Aid? You're going to be singing those all day now, by the way. There's one that I love in more recent years with three old ladies. They're sitting around. One of them's determined to avoid that whole social media thing, so she's creating her own low-tech version of a wall. And one of the other ladies comes to her feet and says, "That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works." That one cracked me up every time, and the phrase has become a pop culture staple. That phrase has been used over and over again. It's perfect for a situation that you find yourself in where you realize someone's trying to do something they shouldn't do. It's actually perfect for a situation I got myself into once, back when I was in college. Back when I was in college and I thought I had it going on. So let me tell you this story, a little self-deprecating moment here. I'm just going to go ahead and confess. I was adulting, right? I was brand spanking new in adult world, sort of. I was out in the world, keeping my own schedule, doing things my way. I was independent. I was a grown man, sort of. So I had a day when I had, let's just say, some gastrointestinal difficulties, if you know what I mean. So I went to the medicine cabinet. I looked for that magic bottle of pink stuff, that Pepto-Bismol that I had raided from my dad's house before I left for college. I was an adult, so I dutifully read the directions. It said, take 2 tablespoons every 6 hours as needed. Okay, 2 tablespoons every 6 hours as needed. Seems simple enough. So I took 2 tablespoons and I went on my way. Then I came back 2 hours later. I took 6 tablespoons every 2 hours. Big Rig's already laughing. 6 tablespoons every 2 hours. You heard me. For the rest of the day, I took 6 tablespoons every 2 hours. Holy cow. Let's just say I cured my systemic difficulties and I developed some new ones. Pretty sure I cured it for like, you know, a whole week, if you know what I mean. I had the directions. I didn't need to read them again. Why bother? I knew things. I read it once. So I literally ignored the way things work, and I came down dang near to overdosing on that chalky pink goodness. And that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. And I tell you all that with, you know, tongue in cheek. I can laugh at myself. It was a boneheaded thing. It was a chuckle-headed move. But what about when people do things like that on a really larger scale? Well, we're watching that play out in real time with onerous and even dangerous potential consequences to the very rule of law that makes this country great. The Democrats right now are staging a coup, and that's not how this works. Look, it was not so long ago that Democrats were just, you know, poo-pooing the idea that Joe Biden was a flawed candidate. The party elite rallied around their man. The low ebb of non-energy that he exuded at every public event was becoming like a black hole for the Democrat Party, just sucking in all the surrounding stars and planets in their liberal galaxy. But still, they trudged on. They defended him. They said he was great. He was energetic. He was vigorous because the polls told him they could. The polls told him they could still win. They could still maintain the lie. They could keep telling themselves they could hold on to power. Just prop him up. Give him a teleprompter. Cover for him in the media. Shield him from the interviews. Oh, God, get Jill on stage to escort him off. The very same people that derided and accused anyone who dared to question Biden's fitness for office are all now coming forward and trying to perpetrate the greatest lie of all by pretending that somehow, just overnight, their guy lost his ability to run. The hypocrisy is staggering. Keep in mind that Biden's not being outed by his own team now because he's of diminished capacity. No, not at all. That's not it. They aren't suffering remorse from their bestial behavior toward a kind, older man with a weak memory. No, they're casting him aside right now because the polls have suddenly showed them they can't win, and winning is everything. Because if they lose this election, they lose power. They lose their ability to keep reshaping America. And if they lose, then the odds are great that more of their plots will be exposed as well. And that can't be allowed to happen. So the Democrats are now openly plotting what I would call a soft coup. An overthrow of government processes. An unarmed insurrection. which history dictates can often be far more politically destructive than the classic use of force or violence that a coup d'etat would usually use. The liberal elite are now plotting in the smoky back rooms, but they're also out in the light of day, subverting the will of millions of their own loyal voters. Think about that. It's not that they lied about us. It's not that they lied to our face. It's not that they tried to deceive Republicans. Not at all. They deceived their own people. Voters who were told that Biden's all right, he's good, he's a man, we can do this. Voters who voted because they wanted to believe that the lies were true. Voters who trusted their leadership, perhaps naively, and yet voted as a matter of constitutional right. Those Democrat voters are now faced with having their votes voided simply because the liberal elites lied and are now desperate to cling to power. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. To my Democrat friends, look, I'm sorry you were lied to. I am. You deserve better. For those of you that are true believers in the left-leaning policies, you're being treated like a rented mule. You gave the elites your vote because they told you a story. But they didn't really need your vote because apparently they can change the process anytime they want to. You were lied to. The question is now, what are you, my Democrat friends, going to do about it? Are you really going to believe that the man you voted for is now no longer fit to run for re-election, yet he's somehow fit to remain in office? It defies logic. It requires a suspension of disbelief. It's a lie. But this time, my Democrat friends, you are the ones who are the victims of the lies. The Democrat leadership is lying to Democrats. Keep in mind, the same avarice for power, the same willingness to destroy anyone on the right is now playing out on the left, but it's the same people doing it to their own this time. For literally a decade, the same people who yelled, "Russia, Russia, Russia," and hid the Biden laptop and swore that Trump would destroy democracy are now daring to subvert the democratic will of the people, their own people. Because I suppose they believe their people can't be trusted with the truth. Nancy Pelosi stood up and tore Trump's State of the Union speech in half from the dais of the House chamber. Adam Schiff screeched that he had evidence of collusion that never appeared. Chuck Schumer called for violence and a reordering of the Supreme Court because of Trump, Trump, Trump. Soft on crime DAs found new versions of criminal laws against the Republican candidate Donald Trump. Lawyers filed civil complaints. Every person who was the least bit concerned about the 2020 election was branded a heretic. Whole racks of citizens were denied due process in the wake of January 6th. But yet, somehow, they stoked the fears among their own Democrat voters that Trump was the tyrant, while their minions in BLM and Antifa were burning whole city blocks. The leftist elites perpetrated the lies of fear and division with intersectional identity politics to keep their own Democrat voters fearful and subdued, while at the same time propping up the empty husk, the shell of a man, that now occupies the White House. And as soon as they realized that the lies were being exposed and the ability to keep their clutches on power was slipping away, well, they brought out a new lie. The new lie. The new lie says, your vote doesn't really matter because we know what's best for you, so just sit down and be quiet, you silly Democrat voters, you silly sheep in liberal clothing. We've got this. We're going to subvert the constitutionally mandated Democrat processes and pressure the approved candidate to bow out at the last minute. And then a few of us liberal elites, well, you know, we're thought leaders. We know better. We're going to have you a new candidate, and we'll pick that for you at the convention. It's going to be awesome. And by the way, Trump, 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 and Russia, 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 and fear and stuff. But y'all, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. So again, to my liberal friends, I'm sorry you were lied to. We've seen it for some time. We tried to tell you. But the lies they told about us were bad, and we resisted. But now they're feeding their own left side voters a pack of lies, built on more lies, supported by other lies. And the question is, will the Democrat base who duly cast their votes, will they resist? Will they question? Because allegedly, their votes, even being Democrats, were tied to their constitutional rights. What you're watching right now, y'all, it's the beginnings of a soft coup. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, if I were the liberal base, I'd be pissed right now. I mean, ticked off. How dare you feed us the lie that the candidate you propped up and wouldn't let anybody else run against is now no longer capable, and you're going to strip us of our voting outcome? It doesn't work like that. None of it works like that. They should be ashamed. It's a soft coup. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.